Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. It hath pleased the Lord to take out of our midst on Tuesday, July 15, Jacob, a son of Mr. and Mrs. Duane and Alina Van Manen, as a result of his premature birth. The graveside funeral was held on Thursday morning. The Lord remembered the mourning family and sanctify the calling. To that end, let us sing of Psalter 281, the first three stanzas. Mindful of our human frailty is the God in whom we trust. He whose years are everlasting, he remembers we are dust. And what follows, Psalter 281, the first three stanzas. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Romans 10. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Romans 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, as say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, a Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. We hope to remember in prayer on the last Lord's Day that Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan and Brianne Vandenberg were blessed with the birth of a boy, and Mr. and Mrs. Andrew and Jacqueline Haybuer, who were blessed with the birth of a girl. Yesterday evening, Mr. and Mrs. Calvin and Stacy Niels were blessed with the birth of a boy. Mrs. Corrine Liefdink, who came home from the hospital last Sunday, Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was readmitted to the Calgary Hospital last Sunday and returned home again on Thursday, Mrs. Emily Vanderveen, who was admitted to the hospital yesterday evening because of a blood clot in her head. All those who were sick with the measles and those who have been in the hospital, and Mr. and Mrs. Neil Vandement with the death of a sister, Mrs. Willie Lutekhuizen at the age of 76 years in the Netherlands. Mrs. Nell van Harten hopes to commemorate her 81st birthday this week, and also Mr. and Mrs. Cornell and Betty de Kock, who hope to commemorate their 45th wedding anniversary. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, it is pleased thee to grant unto us and unto our dear children another Lord's Day, and insofar that it was possible, that we may have a place in thy house, then also in the past week, then thou hast made a difference. We have stood on the cemetery with the father and mother, their children, grandparents and family to bring to the grave their little son, who on account of his premature birth could not continue to live outside of his mother's womb, and so was ushered into eternity. Lord, wilt thou remember, wilt thou uphold, wilt thou strengthen, and wilt thou comfort the mourning family with that empty place, and may the calling, may it be sanctified to the hearts of young and old. Then thou hast made a difference with other parents on the last Lord's Day, then to fathers and mothers. They were blessed by renewal in their married life with the birth of a well-born little child. Yesterday evening, a father and mother, for the first time in their married life, were blessed with the birth of a little son. Ah, Lord, surely their thoughts shall multiply where thou hast made such a difference with those parents that have stood on the cemetery. May it please thee to grant a humble and a broken heart, that the tears may flow freely and the prayers multiplied, that their newborn children, that they may be children for thee, for the coming of thy kingdom, for the glory of thy name. Grant that special place at thy footstool. Wilt thou strengthen the mothers? Remember the fathers. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents. We remember those that desire more children. And then, Lord, in a special way, then we commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn, with many fears. Put not their trust to shame, and may it please thee in due time to gladden with thy deeds. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Then we have heard it. The list was long in this morning. The needs are manifold. Fathers and mothers, children at home, afflicted with disease, different ones have went to the hospital, then we commend them all unto thee. May the prayers be multiplied, and our Lord, that this speaking, that it may be used in thy hand, for the hearts of young and old, for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Those that have been restored fully, partly, give a heart to acknowledge thee and a close examination what it has wrought for our never-dying soul. And then in this morning, when we may have health and strength, when we may have a place in thy house, that we take it not all for granted, that we may be given to see thy hand therein. Thou was granted on the past Lord's Day that a wife and mother was dismissed from the hospital. Wilt thou further remember and bless with her dear husband and children? Lord, we commend unto thee all those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of the mind, depression, when there are times that they can see it no more. Wilt thou grant that they may bow their knees, tell thee everything, and open thy holy word. The handicapped daughter was taken to the hospital by renewal the last Lord's Day with great pain, may return to her home, and yet, Lord, no solution. We commend her unto thee, their parents, the family circle, and above all, that the speaking may be sanctified. We commend unto thee an expecting mother who was admitted to the hospital yesterday evening with great concerns. Ah, Lord, may the means be blessed. Watch over her and the unborn. Remember her dear husband, the children. Then thou wert speaking unto us in so many ways. We commend unto thee a husband and wife who received the tidings that a dear sister has exchanged time for eternity. We commend that family unto thee, and may this calling be used, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee. Lord, many known needs, also many hidden crosses, scars, it is known unto thee. We also commend them unto thee. And then we remember all the mourning ones in our midst. There are many amongst us where those empty places remain so empty, seen, experienced, grant a place at thy footstool. And Lord, when thou granteth prosperity, when we have all been spared the family circles, then it is also needful, where oftentimes the special afflicted are laid before thee, but it is also so necessary that they are laid before thee, that with our blessings and our prosperity, that we forget thee not, and even wander further from thy word, and that the throne of grace is not visited. Ah, may we then be given to simply ask, and ah, Lord, thou knowest, thy greatest goodness, the greatest afflictions, without the saving administration of thy Holy Spirit, will never bring us as a poor lost sinner at thy feet, with the need to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But may we also ask thee, that it may then be thy goodness that brings us and our children at thy feet. Lord, then we have laid many temporal needs before thee. They are great, profound, multiplied, but the greatest need is that is our sin-sick soul, and it is written in thy word that the wages of sin is death. And to that end, may it please thee in this hour to use thy holy word, together with all the providential afflictions, circumstances, death, that it may be for the conversion of sinners, but also for the instruction of thy true children. Oh, thou knowest in the life of thy true people the assaults of the devil, an unbelieving heart, providential circumstances, where it can all seem so impossible, so dark, closed up, upside down. Ah, the psalmist has prayed, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, may in this day amongst us and our dear children there be an ingathering, oh, a large ingathering over the length and the breadth of the earth, and that the kingdom of Satan may be disturbed, that it may be diminished. We commend unto thee our branch. Wilt thou remember and help him who was called to pray, to read in this morning? May there be a Aaron's and hers, and may thy word bear a rich fruit. We humbly ask thee in this morning hour for thy gracious help. O wilt thou grant thy Holy Spirit in speaking and in listening. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another and teach us more and more how dependent we are upon thee in all things. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 428, the stanzas 1, 5, and 8. How blessed are the perfect in the way, who walking in Jehovah's law with pleasure, preserve their piety from day to day. How blessed are they who make His word their treasure, who keep His testimonies and display their love for Him whose goodness none can measure. And what follows, Psalter 428, the stanzas 1, 5, and 8.
Thank you.
This morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 25, the question and answer 65 through 68. Question 65. Since then we are made partakers of Christ and all his benefits by faith only, whence does this faith proceed? Answer, from the Holy Ghost, who works faith in our hearts by the preaching of the gospel and confirms it by the use of the sacraments. Question 66, what are the sacraments? Answer, the sacraments are holy visible signs and seals appointed of God for this end, that by the use thereof he may the more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel, namely, that he grants us freely the remission of sin and life eternal for the sake of that one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. Question 67. Are both word and sacraments then ordained and appointed for this end, that they may direct our faith to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Answer, yes, indeed. For the Holy Ghost teaches us in the gospel and assures us by the sacraments that the whole of our salvation depends upon that one sacrifice of Christ which he offered for us on the cross. Question 68. How many sacraments has Christ instituted in the New Covenant or Testament? Answer, two, namely Holy Baptism and the Holy Supper. Lord's Day 25 speaks of how the Holy Ghost works and strengthens faith, with three thoughts. In the first place, a God glorifying affirmation. Secondly, the glorious preaching of the gospel. And in the third place, the administration of the instituted sacraments. How the Holy Ghost works and strengthens faith. a God-glorifying affirmation, the glorious preaching of the gospel, and the administration of the instituted sacraments. Beloved congregation, we have heard in Lord's Day number 7 that there was spoken of the essence of true saving faith, which the Holy Spirit works in the heart of His people in its essence, granted in the moment of regeneration and continually in the exercises thereof. And then we have heard from the Lord's Day number 8 through 22, the substance, what must be believed, as declared in the 12 articles of faith. In Lord's Day 23 and 24, and then we have heard of the prophet of faith, and that is the justification of the sinner, when they may receive by the judge the acquittal of their sins and a right to eternal life. And now in the Lord's Days 25 through 31, there is spoken of the author of faith and how he works that true saving faith in the heart of his people. And then in the Lord's Days 25 through 31, then we also find the true marks of the Church of Jesus Christ, namely, in the pure preaching of the gospel, the administration of the sacraments according to the word, and the exercise of Christian discipline. And then by renewal in this Lord's Day, then our instructors, then they are given to extol and glorify a free and sovereign grace, excluding everything from man's side in the way of meriting, although the Lord has given the means of grace concerning that faith. And now in the first question, then there is a God-glorifying confession and affirmation concerning the grace of God. Because then I read in question 65, since then we are made partakers of Christ and all His benefits. There are many in the Christian world where that is the only sense that they speak of. But in the true experience, and we have heard it in our Heidelberg Catechism based upon God's Word, that this is not the first sense. Oh, it is a necessary sense. Let there never be a resting outside of an experiential and received knowledge. There can be much contemplation, an intellectual knowledge, but it needs to be experienced in the heart. And let us never rest short of this glorious confession to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. But in our Heidelberg Catechism, it is not the first sense, because it is the work of the Holy Spirit to make room for this sense of Lord's Day 25, because then we have heard it in Lord's Day number 5, ascends then by the righteous judgment of God, and the true child of God has much to do, much exercise with the attributes of the great and majestic God. Ascends then we by the righteous judgment of God, deserve temporal and eternal punishments. Is there a way that we may escape this punishment and be received into favor? And then in this Lord's Day ascends, that is given to glorify and to express the wonderful works of the Lord, the dear Son of God, what he has done for his people, that he has come down to save them, and that shall also be accompanied by the sins of Lord's Day number 32, 33, and 33, as sins, then we are saved by free grace for Christ's sake only. Why must we then still do good works? And now the instructors, as sins, then we are made partakers. Oh, then it is a confession in the way of bowing, in the way of rejoicing, in the way of agreeing, and in the way of praising. And then the instructors by renewal, a special order, and not first benefits, not first faith, but first to become partakers of Christ. We need in the moment of regeneration, as we have heard formerly, to be engrafted into the vine, and as a fruit thereof, that we bear forth that good fruit, thus first to become partakers of Christ and all his benefits. Oh, the benefits, let us list regeneration. That is the moment when the Lord stops us, when the Lord converts us, when it all becomes different. Does not mean that every regenerated soul knows the exact time, but they shall know it has become different, and that they are given to hate what the Lord hates and to love what the Lord loves. Regeneration, justification, and also sanctification. And then this Lord's Day, question 65, since then, and then it follows other questions. The instructor has not come so quickly. Was the same in Lord's Day number 5, because in Lord's Day number 4 in the preceding questions, then there were questions concerning our deep fall and original sin. Oh, a sinner does not come so quickly to Romans 3 verse 19, that every mouth is stopped, and that the world becomes guilty before God. And so likewise also in this Lord's Day, not so quickly, because before then we have heard of different whys, whats, buts, concerning the justification of the sinner. Oh, then we have heard it the last time, whether anything can be added, even a sigh from the sinner's side. Then we have heard it concerning that reward. We have heard it, but doth not this doctrine make man careless and profane? And at the end of Lord's Day 23, then whether the part that faith has in the justification of a sinner, whether faith is also a part therein, also a value. Oh, then the instructors, oh, when we think of Father Isaac, when he had a desire to bless his two boys, then when Jacob has come with that venison that Rebekah has repaired, how wast thou found it so soon? And the Lord is free and sovereign in the life of Saul in 3 days. And then he was led so far. John Newton has declared, stated in a certain place, as a general rule, then the life of God's people is not like a mushroom, but more like an oak. Nevertheless, it is a living work. It is a work wrought by the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a glorious confession. And young and old, that is a confession that we need to learn here below by the work of the Holy Spirit. That confession speaks of the only comfort in life and death. That is a confession of which we need to receive a certain knowledge concerning the dear Son of God, to meet our Maker in righteousness and in peace. Oh, when we hear that glorious confession, that it is a declaration, young and old, that there is a way to be saved, and not only that there is a way, but that Christ is gathering his church. And now the question is, how may I now become partaker of those blessings? And that is by the Holy Spirit, because we read from the Holy Ghost. Our second thought, the preaching of the gospel. Thus, congregation, the question is, how can we now become partaker of this great blessing and benefit that is value for time and for eternity? That is the question oftentimes in daily life. What shall it profit me? Business life, farming life, when we think in the ages past, when it was told that in a certain place gold was to be found, then what an effort was put forth. Many, they have packed up everything, have traveled, that they may receive some of that gold, also for the daily sustenance of their family. And now the question in this Lord's Day, how may I now become partaker of this great blessing and benefit? From the Holy Ghost, who worketh faith, does not exclude the Father and the Son, because they read in Matthew 16, verse 17, flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father in heaven. John 6, verse 44, no man cometh to me except the Father draw him. And then concerning the Son, in Hebrews 2, verse 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and from the Son. And then there are many places in the Scriptures where it is told that it is now the work of the Holy Ghost to work that faith in the heart of his true people. The prophet Zechariah has written in chapter 4, verse 6, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. And Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3, the verses 6 and 7, it is Paul that planteth, Apollos that watereth, but it is God that giveth the increase. From the Holy Ghost, who works faith in our hearts. Then the instructors, they stress the heart, because in historical faith, let us never minimize it, let us value it, and even a temporal faith with feelings, emotions, stirrings of the conscience, a contemplation of the truth shall not bring us to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. Thus the necessity of that true saving faith which the Spirit works in the heart of His chosen church. And then the instructors have clearly stated, have stressed it, and we have heard it many times already, that each time by renewal the instructors have spoken of the Word of God. And to that end, in our catechism, then we have approximately 700 proof texts from the Scripture to affirm and prove what the instructors are instructing. From the Holy Ghost, who works faith in our hearts by the preaching of the gospel. And when the instructors stayed by the preaching of the gospel, then that includes the whole Word of God from Genesis 1 through Revelations 22. And what a precious gospel that is. And now the Scripture declares how that gospel, how we may come to a saving knowledge, oh, in the Word of God. And when the Lord begins that good work, then He works that need. He uncovers us to our sin, because that word gospel, that means good tidings. And if we have not sinned, and if we are not burdened with the same, not troubled with our sin-sick souls, with our infirmities, then with our mind, then we know that something needs to take place, that we cannot meet our Maker as we are born. Do we still have impressions thereof? Do we still have impressions? Are we burdened therewith? Lord is also afflicting us with disease. And how is it? How has it been? And it is true. We can be so sick that our body takes everything, that we cannot even think properly of God, of our sin, and of our soul. Oh, for those that have been sick and recovered, have you thought of it? How necessary to be given to seek that one thing needful when we are healthy, when we are strong. And now the preaching of the gospel, then the Scriptures declares the work of a triune God, the electing love of the Father, the redeeming love of the Son, and the application of the Holy Spirit. and the way that the Lord leads, and that is now the desire when the Lord works in our heart, to hear how that a poor and lost sinner as I am may be saved, pardoned, and what else? Also reconciled with that just and good-doing God. And in the glorious gospel it is declared, and that with the upholding and glorification of all of God's attributes by the preaching, and we can understand because the instructors in a shorter catechism, they cannot broaden everything out. When the instructors have said by the preaching of the gospel, by the Lord's sent servants, that it does not exclude, must begin in the home, in the family circles, family worship, personal devotions, thus that word preaching that includes reading, meditating, singing, and praying over. And now what pleases the King of the Church by His holy word to gather and to instruct His Church. We live in a day that there are undoubtedly more Bibles than there have ever been upon this earth readily available and not so costly. If think before the printing press, then it is written that a farmer had to sell 14 cows. And 14 cows is undoubtedly in those days hundreds of cows in our day, boys and girls. That's how expensive Bibles were. And even in the year 1800, I think, boys and girls, you have read of that girl that desired a Bible. She was not so privileged as you to have a Bible that you can read each night when you go to bed, that she had to work 6 years, $20, and walk 25 miles to gain her Bible. And now we live in a time, many Bibles, many more means of grace than our old fathers had. Also with a new technology. And then should it not be our question, with such multiplied means of grace, so available, then should there not be a richer blessing upon the means of grace? Is that the question that many times arises in our heart? Much more readily available. And yet, should we then not examine the reason? Is it perhaps that there is not so much meditation? We all know when we have a cow, and he only eats, and he continues to eat, and does not chew his cud, then such a cow, it does not go so well. Then how needful it is that it is accompanied by much and unceasing prayer. Thus the need that we use the means diligently. our fathers in the canons of Dort, in the third and fourth head, in Article 17, than they have written, and that is necessary, because we can become so passive and also discouraged. Must realize that the Lord is sovereign, free, not obligated. We have sent everything away. But in many places in the Scriptures, the Lord has promised this blessing upon a diligent use of the means. It's not automatic. Needs to be accompanied by the Holy Spirit. Even each Lord's Day morning, the second commandment, then especially special blessing is promised. And I read in Proverbs 13, verse 14, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fast. And now what is necessary? Oh, a great privilege and a great blessing to be under the external call of God's holy word. Then the Lord still makes a difference. We think in our country, what a small percentage still regularly goes up, and even less, that place themselves faithfully 2 times in God's house on the Lord's Day, and also during the week for a weekday service. And now the Lord, He has a purpose therewith, and that is for the ingathering of His church. And He has promised to work from generation to generation. But now that faith, that does not only need to be wrought in beginning, but that also needs to be strengthened. And now the Lord has appointed 2 means to strengthen that faith. In the first place, by the Word of God. And in the second place, to strengthen the faith of God's people through the administration of the sacraments. And when we state that the Lord works faith by the word, and He strengthens by word and sacrament, then we must not make the wrong application. Then when we are unconverted, then we must not think, well, then when the sacraments are administered, then I do not really need to be present because I do not have that faith to be strengthened. But we must also remember that the sacraments are never administered separate from the Holy Word of God. And to that end, the Lord can also use the sacraments for the conversion of sinners. Then the Holy Spirit can show us how poor that we are, that we stand outside, and that He arouses us to a holy jealousy to seek the Lord. Let us sing. Psalter 328. Let us sing 1 through 3, and when necessary, also 4. Thou art my portion, Lord. Thy words I ever heed. With all my heart, Thy grace I seek. Thy promises, I plead. 328, 1, 2, and 3, and when necessary, also 4. The Holy Ghost works and strengthens faith. A God-glorifying affirmation. The preaching of the glorious gospel. And now thirdly, the administration of the instituted sacraments. And congregation, when we speak of the means of grace, which the Holy Spirit uses for the ingathering and the instruction of His church, then oftentimes the Lord also uses providential callings, death, sickness, and other afflictions. But it shall never be when it is savingly used, then it is never outside of God's holy word. And then we would do well, and we do well, when we are given to pray much for boys and girls, for youth, older ones, where the Lord speaks in so many ways. And what a solemn way He has spoken to our youth this past school year. On Thursday morning, we have stood on the cemetery with the family plunged into mourning, where they were called upon to bring their little son to the grave. Many have been sick, many are sick, many in hospitals. Oh, should it then not be our prayer, Lord? Thou art speaking in such profound ways. What must Thou more do to bring us on the right place? May it be accompanied by Thy holy word and applied by Thy Holy Spirit, that it may be used for the conversion among young and old. And now concerning the strengthening of faith, the free willer does not need that strengthening, because they are given to believe in their own strength. They bring that faith forth, let's say in the way of command, by the way of intellect, and then of course they also confess that they are unable to exercise that faith whenever they need to, whenever they desire to. But the child of God learns that it all comes from above. Not to deny our responsibility, not to become passive, and not to separate the means of grace from the end, but the application is the Lord's. To make it simple for our boys and girls, when we have a tree, that tree needs rain and sunshine. When we have a fence post, then that fence post does not need sunshine, does not need rain, always remains the same, it is true. When that fence post, when a shower comes, then such a fence post does indeed become wet, but it shall not be to no profit. Shall not change that fence post. And now faith has a great work to do in the moment of regeneration, but also in the further exercises, because that true saving faith that is profound and many enemies. Oh, the true child of God, what a trouble they can have with the devil, who is so real, so powerful, so subtle, so clever. Of course, there's the comfort for the child of God that it is all under the reign and permission of the Almighty King at the right hand of the Father. Oh, then the true child of God, what a trouble they have with unbelief, with a questioning heart, with reason, with contrary providences. And now it has pleased the King for his church, not only the means of grace for the ears, but also something for the eye. And when we read of the instituted sacraments, then the instructors in this Lord's Day, then they are giving an introduction to explain what the sacraments are and what they point to. And then this Lord's Day concerning the sacraments, then in the coming Lord's Day concerning, because in this Lord's Day, the instructor state, is that necessary for the Roman Catholic Church? Because the Roman Catholic Church, they have held that there are 7 sacraments, but according to the Word of God, 2 sacraments instituted by Christ for his church, and that is the sacrament of holy baptism and the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And they are both signs and seals. Can explain it further. When we consider the sacraments, then the instructors in this Lord's Day, then they have already given a clear explanation. The sacraments are holy, necessary to receive impression thereof, that they are holy, visible signs and seals. Thus they are signs, they are seals. They are appointed of God, not by the institution of man. And for this end, that by the use thereof, he may the more fully declare, that is the sign to instruct, and the seal that is to confirm to us the promise of the gospel, namely, that he grants us freely the remission of sin and life eternal for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. And then also in question and answer 67, then by renewal the instructors, oh, that is their delight and their desire, and that has been their experience, and that is in a way of a cutting off work that the Spirit uncovers us deeper and deeper, and that there is nothing in man that can satisfy justice. And therefore, in the description of the sacraments, then by renewal, then the instructors, they are given to glory in the cross of Jesus Christ, that he has come upon this earth for his people, that he has satisfied justice, and that in both sacraments it points to the cross of Christ. Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 2 that he determined not to know anything save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Lord's Day 25, the means of grace, which the Lord has appointed to a certain end, for the ingathering of his church, but also for the strengthening of their most holy faith. And concerning the means of grace, oh, it is true, the sower many times can be with tears, can be that it seems upon the rocks, but the Lord has promised, and that is for encouragement. In Psalm 126, He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringeth his sheaves with him. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then by renewal we humbly beg of thee that the means of grace, that they may be richly blessed and richly used for us and our dear children, all traveling and hastening to that never-ending eternity. Thy holy word, but also the holy sacraments, our Lord, thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Ah, do a great and a rich work in the midst of us and our dear children under all the providential callings. Oh, leave our heart not cold, not untouched, not unmoved. May it not only be changed, but it needs to be renewed. Well, to watch over us on this Lord's Day. Help fathers and mothers with the children. Grant traveling mercies. Remember all the sick and afflicted. And return us in this evening hour, we ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 43, the stanzas 1 through 4. Jehovah, hear thee in thy grief. Our fathers, God, defend thee still. Send from us holy place relief and strengthen thee from Zion's hill. And what follows, the consistory wishes to announce that the Lord willing, there will be a midweek service this coming Wednesday, July 23, at 7:30 p.m. Psalter 43, the first four stanzas. Thank you. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.